This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, no con here, Genghis. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. For those of you who read Clive Cussler and follow the adventures of Dirk Pitt, here's one for you. It all began when Lewis Duty wrote a book called Gold of the Khan, a novel about a young woman history professor who foils an evil plot by a Mongolian drug lord. Lewis sent it to Clive's publisher, the Penguin Group. It was rejected, but 3 years later, Treasure of the Khan, written by Clive and Dirk Cussler, appeared in bookstores. Treasure of the Khan follows Dirk Pitt and his sidekick, Al Giordano, as they foil an evil plot by a Mongolian oil tycoon and discover the tomb of Genghis Khan along the way. Lewis sued for copyright infringement, but the court decided in favor of Penguin, noting that even though characters in both works are kidnapped by Mongolian villains who are descendants of Genghis Khan, these similarities are too general to support a finding of infringement. Also, the common theme of perseverance over insurmountable odds is not protectable. So Gold of the Khan and Treasure of the Khan will coexist. Dirk Pitt has triumphed once again. And as for similarity, well, history repeats itself, so why shouldn't books? This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.